Welcome to Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them, a weekly podcast hosted by Stacey Jones, the CEO and founder of Los Angeles entertainment marketing agency Hollywood Brandon. Join Stacey and learn from her 20 years of experience as she shares top-notch advice on marketing best practices for brands and walks you through how to leverage entertainment content and influencer partnerships to increase your brand's overall consumer engagement and, most importantly, your sales. And now, here's your host, Stacey Jones.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. I'm Stacey Jones, and today I'm going to talk to you about six ways you can measure your product placement campaign. You know there's value to the placement, but what is it? Brand integration and product placement are firmly established marketing tactics used by at least 89% of Fortune 100 brands. And as with any marketing or advertising tactic, success is only able to be proven to brand management by the ability to measure the activation. Saying, "Oh look, that was cool," just doesn't cut it. Which leads to my often hearing that many brand managers have concern that product placement as a marketing tactic is just too difficult to value. That's simply not the case. So let's look at the numbers. Studies state that consumers must be exposed 7 times to a brand to create a call to action with traditional advertising. Yet research from Nielsen shows that just one entertainment marketing campaign will raise brand recognition by 29%. And brand awareness by 74%. Those figures alone provide a strong overall base to any sort of measurement program that you want to put in place. But there's so much more to it than simply saying, "Oh, someone saw it, so these are the metrics." I'm going to walk you through 6 ways you can create an easy product placement measurement, which leads to the first way my agency approaches measurement. The traditional measurement tool of choice by most entertainment marketing agencies and brands is based on a combination of brand exposure time on screen, cost of advertising time, which can be translated for television, feature film, or digital content, and overall type of usage on screen. Type of usage is inclusive of character alignment, where and how on screen the brand appears, verbal mention or logo exposure, key messaging or components featured, and how on target the placement is to the brand's desired audience. These factors are placed into a formula to provide metrics inclusive of an ROI value, as well as consumer reach, retention, and purchase influence. The second way is by looking for website traffic increases. It requires that the brand manager have access to the brand's website and have a tracking system such as Google Analytics in place to measure day-to-day activity on the site. Depending on how integrated the brand is to the content, with insert shots and verbal mentions being the driving force, brand managers will truly see measurable website traffic bumps directly after airing. Talk show brand integration provides an excellent way to bump website traffic immediately. The third way is by listening to social media chatter. Social media monitoring allows brand managers to not only see where conversations are occurring around the brand and the brand's on-screen exposure, but also to bait the social conversation to elicit comments and sharings. Brands can utilize social media software to track and gauge these conversations, or with more limited results, self-track looking for hashtags and callouts. The fourth way for measurement is through real-world sales. The most prized ROI of all is the impact of the brand integration on actual sales. Yes, the goal here would be to have the consumer at home rush out the door and to purchase your brand, or jump online and buy now. But unless you're a brand that has no other advertising, marketing, or PR campaigns going on at any given time, it's really hard to know where that sale came from. But keep your eye out and look for sales spikes that can happen the day of or the weeks after your product placement. The fifth way is by using Google AdWords. Not many brands do this, but I really think it's something in the future that more and more will do. If you want to know if consumers are noticing your brand, and you also want to have a way to leverage it into actual real-life sales, and if you do any sort of Google AdWord buys, then you need to start creating long-tail keywords that are directly tied to your product placement partnership. When a consumer sees your clothing item, sunglasses, car, mobile phone, whatever it might be, maybe they're noticing the brand and maybe not. But some are going to still be curious enough to type in a long-tail keyword into their phone or laptop that says, "XYZ celebrity wearing beige shirt in XY movie, what brand?" And if you're smart and take advantage of this hidden little treasure of ways to turn your product placement into sales, you're going to be directed to an ad that pops up by you that calls out exactly what that shirt is or sends a link to your website to purchase right then. The sixth way is from retail store conversions from conversations. I have worked on so many campaigns where an item is featured on a TV show or in a film, and the next thing you know, it ends up getting sold out at a retail store. and the brand marketing team hasn't bothered telling their retail store divisions about the upcoming placement, and everyone gets a big surprise. Communication is the key here. Make sure that retail sales associates know about your upcoming and already aired placements, so when a customer walks in and says, "I want the pen that I saw in Grey's Anatomy," your retail team can go in for the kill and sell it on the spot. Versus saying, well, don't know about that. This really happens frequently. Marketers should test out what ROI works best for them. And you should also expect that your entertainment marketing agency will work with you to establish the process and provide detailed results for every activation that they do. Brand managers can help their agency tremendously by providing detail on any Google Analytics and sales figure jumps. This is going to help you with future programs. Have you ever wondered how a comprehensive product placement program works? Or do you want to know how to create a promotional partnership strategy with a movie partner? We've created an awesome guide on Product Placement and Promotions 101 that you can find in our library on hollywoodbranded.com. And if you want some more helpful hints, visit our agency's blog, blog.hollywoodbranded.com, where we have hundreds of articles all created to help you become a better brand marketer. That's it for this episode. I hope it was helpful. And please let me know if you have any feedback. I'll see you next week. And as always, if you need a little or a lot of help, my agency, Hollywood Branded, is here to lend a hand. If you would leave a review or any questions I can address in the future, I'd really appreciate it, as your feedback helps me know my advice is valuable and interesting to you.
Are you ready to make the magic of product placement, celebrity event activations, or influencer partnerships help your sales? Visit HollywoodBranded.com to gain access to free content to learn which key tactics best fit your brand. You'll find surveys, webinars, daily blogs, ebooks, and guides, all created to make sure you have access to the best possible marketing practices. Don't forget to join Stacey Jones for our next podcast conversation about marketing mistakes and how to avoid them. Let's make that entertainment marketing magic happen for you.